Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. On the line with us from Pittsburgh, Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. All right, Level, are you resigned, as I am as a fan, to the fact that we're playing in that wild card round, or do you believe there's still hope here with five to play?
I mean, there's a glimmer of hope, but it is waning quickly. I mean, the Dodgers and Phillies can only win one time in the next 5 days. So Brewers have to win out, and those teams have to lose all but one game. So it's okay to play on Tuesday. That's all right. You're still at home. You still got great fans. It's going to be a tough matchup, whoever you play. And depending on what round you're in, it's the playoffs. It's always tough.
Who's pitching next week for the Crew if they do start on Tuesday?
Give us one, two, three, your rotation.
Yeah, I would believe that it's Freddy Peralta. He gets game one, and judging by him starting today, it would line up that way. Game two is anybody's guess. You would think maybe Frankie Montas would get that start, and he would be going on normal four off days. He'd be pitching on a fifth day. He's scheduled to start on Friday at home against the Mets. And then Wednesday's going to be whoever's available. You're going to get some time. So I think those two guys get a start. Maybe you see Tobias Myers open a ball game.
See, I like my rotation would be Freddie, Tobias Myers in game two, and then I'd throw Savali in game three.
That's a heck of an idea. I mean, we'll see.
Can you run that up? Yeah, talk to people over there. Just let them know that's Vinny's lineup, okay?
Yeah, he's thrown the ball really well. And I think since Savali came in July, he's been awesome in August and September. Montas has the velocity. He's been phenomenal with the exception of the last start against Arizona. And he's got postseason experience. So those are definitely good options. I think the Brewers have a ton of great options of what they can do, bullpen-wise and starting-wise.
Jeff, do you have any superstitions before the postseason starts? I mean, you've been doing it a lot now. This has become a consistent thing.
Yeah, 6 out of 7 years. I don't have any superstitions when it comes to doing playoff baseball. I'm still going to do the book the same way. It'll still be the same colors. If we lose, I'll probably switch out the colors and try and get the mojo going. But that's about the only thing that would be different in terms of what I do to prepare for a playoff game.
I was listening yesterday, not watching. Level, what's the crowd like in Pittsburgh right now? Because they got nothing to play for.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad yesterday. These are the last three games, last night, tonight, and tomorrow, are the last three games in Pittsburgh for the regular season. So, I mean, it's really bleak in April when you're here, and the team's out of it. But they've got some fun players, fun young players. If Skeens was pitching, the place would be sold out, but we're not going to see Skeens in this series, unfortunately. Well, I guess that is fortunate. But he's awesome. He's phenomenal to watch. But the crowd hasn't been too bad. It was okay last night.
Are you going to play it for? I'm making Eric play this for you because I want your analysis on this.
I wonder if you're going to notice what we noticed. So Shohei Ohtani last week had like the game of the century, went six for six, had three home runs. That was the game where he went 50-50, 50 stolen bases, 50 home runs, and all that stuff. And KLAC radio with the call when he hit his third home run. And one of the things that we noticed, this made the score 20-4. And the play-by-play on it made us smile. And I'm curious. Well, Vince is curious because I want
a breakdown of what's happening here.
I'm curious if you hear the same thing we hear.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. He has done it. It's the first time Ohtani in his career.
Okay, that's all we need. Okay. Was he actually singing or no?
It sounds auto-tuned. It sounds auto-tuned, I'm not going to lie. My voice can never.
Steve Reifield!
It needs to be auto-tuned. That would be a heck of a song. Heck of a song. And the fact that it's against a position player. I mean, every home run counts, but
it's against
a position player. Come on, man.
My analysis was I told it. EM, like, it's 20, what was it, 20 to 4?
Yeah, that made it 20 to 4.
That's 20 runs this cat's called. He's getting slappy, he's whatever, how do I make this different? It just happened. It turned into a song, but he didn't mean it to.
Deep right field.
So anyway, Jeff, your challenge now is
make them do it.
You have to auto-tune something tonight if they hit a home run.
Oh man, okay. I'll see what I can come up with. We had a fun one last night when Adamas stole the bag. I should have done some sort of if I would have known this was going to happen today, I would have sung the stolen base last night.
Oh, that's
okay. Well, something good will happen tonight. So listen, you have a lot of hours before first pitch. It's a 5 o'clock something our time. So just get to work on that and then report back to us.
Perfect. I'll do it. I'm just gonna get text messages in the middle of the night and let you know. Hey, go back to the third inning. XYZ, I said this.
Otherwise, Eric and I are going to go back on Cameo and make you do it.
Oh, that's fine, too. The Alzheimer's Association appreciates the donation.
All right. Have a good call tonight, Level. Thanks.
All right. You got it. See you guys.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep right field.